Thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to the Shmiras HaLoshon Project, number 19 of 120. In this section, the Chafetz Chaim addresses cases where a person might be speaking Lashon Hara in a place or about a person that was deserving of special respect. In Medaber Lashon Hara Urechilus Beveis HaMedrash or Beveis HaKnesses, if a person would speak Lashon Hara in a place of Torah study or in a place designated for prayer, over Od al mitzvah sasei u'mikdashi tira'u, there is an additional violation which tells us that of the sanctified places we should have fear, we should have reverence, and that applies to our shuls and study halls as well, based on the pasuk in Yecheskel chapter 11. Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem, ki rechaktim bagoyim, although I have distanced them among the nations, v'ohi lohem lemikdash ma'at, I will still grant them a mini sanctuary, bo'aratzas asher ba'usham, in the lands to which they have come. And that Mikdash Ma'at, that mini sanctuary, is not the real Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim, but it is the places of sanctity that we have in our communities. Based on the pasuk that you were supposed to show reverence for the Mikdash, Kol Shekein De'aser Bahem Schok V'Hito V'Sicha B'Teila, frivolous or forbidden speech is going to be forbidden in such a location, besides the Isser HaChomei HaAtzmi, besides the intrinsic violation of Lashon Hara. Poetically, in a negative sense, a person who speaks Lashon Hara in a shul or in a Beis Medrash is in violation of lichbosh es hamalka imi baboyis, to do in the house of the king against the king's bidding. The Chafetz Chaim in a footnote mentions that getting involved in off-topic speech, distracting from the prayer service, is particularly problematic because sometimes people continue their very engaging conversation into Eis HaKriya, into the time that the Torah is being read, and that can become a gross Chilul Hashem, because in front of the congregation, the person just keeps talking, even though we're reading the word of Hashem, he continues doing what he's doing. And likewise, sometimes the conversations extend into Amiras HaKadosh, into the time that Kaddish is being recited. And as a result, the person might end up missing the proper responses, which are very powerful, which are part of the Kaddish. In the next paragraph, the Chafetz Chaim addresses people who are supposed to be respected. Afilu hu zakin ama'aretz, even an older person who's not a scholar. There's a rule, v'hadarta pnei zakin, to respect one's elders. And as the Chafetz Chaim describes it with utter simplicity, uvemakom shemiganehu, if he is speaking disparagingly about this person who is deserving of respect, bevadei eino mahadro, at that time that he's speaking disparagingly, he is certainly not fulfilling the Torah directive of respect. And so we say that when a person starts out in Shmiras HaLashon, at the very least, to be careful in shul, which is a place designated for reverence, and to be careful about people that we're supposed to have reverence of. And at least when we're starting Shmiras HaLashon, we should make sure to be careful about the places and the people that were specifically designated as sacred. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.